Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to be checking in with Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Another busy week at Stratford Festival. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, Anne, what isn't happening this week with Stratford Festival?
I know, isn't it fantastic? Oh. Peak season at the Stratford Festival, never more fun.
Unbelievable. Let's talk about Freedom Cabaret 2.0.
Yes, it's so great to see this coming back. We had Bo Dixon do a cabaret for us last year, and that was hugely successful. Such an incredibly fun event, but also beautiful and moving. And so we asked him to come back again and do another one this year. And he is back with a group of fantastic performers, and they are singing the, you know, Stevie Wonder, Harry Belafonte, Langston Hughes, Duke Ellington, wonderful, wonderful stuff. So I think it is well worth it. And there are quite a few dates. It's running until the end of the month. So, and then also a beautiful chance to see Lazaritas Hall in that new Tom Patterson Theater.
So you can check that out. Again, that's right through till August 28th, Freedom Cabaret 2.0. And Anne, as you kind of touched on there, the cabarets from previous seasons, if you will, under the Big Top, have really added an interesting new dimension to the Stratford Festival performances.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to have music as part of the festival. Such a wonderful way to celebrate, to be entertained, especially these days. We really, really want that that entertainment aspect. And it's this year we only have the one musical, of course, Chicago, because it's very difficult during COVID to stage musicals. So it's easier to do something smaller like a cabaret. Not that these are small by any means. They're beautiful productions.
So. Exactly. And speaking of which, No One Is Alone, a Sondheim celebration is also happening.
Yeah, this is fantastic. What a wonderful, I mean, who doesn't love Stephen Sondheim? And we really do want to celebrate. He, of course, died during the pandemic, so this is a wonderful opportunity to get out and celebrate some incredible Sondheim music. Robert Cushman, who used to be the critic for the National Post, is hosting it. Tom Allison is directing it. And we have some of our greatest singers, you know, Gabe Antonacci and Robert Ball and Heather Kosick and Robert Marcus, Chelsea Preston, who people may not know her name as well because she hasn't been here for a lot of years, but she is playing Roxy in Chicago. So when I say that, they will well know who she is. Tiffany Devereaux, Stephen Patterson, really a fantastic group of people singing all of the wonderful, wonderful Stephen Sondheim songs that we know from his beautiful pieces of musical theater like Into the Woods and Assassins.
And again, that is on now, but only through till August 20th and happening at the Avon Theater. And it's a big weekend, too, and we have Bob Ray coming to town as part of the Me Informed Celebrated Speakers Series.
Yes, David Goldblum, former board chair, does a series of really interesting talks. David Goldblum is, you know, he's hilarious, very entertaining, but also has so many connections. And as a psychiatrist, he's got such incredible insight into people as well. And so he will be doing that talk with Bob Ray this weekend. But there's another, that's on Sunday, and then on Saturday, another fascinating event at the Forum. We have the Lieutenant Governor coming to talk to Mayor Dan Matheson and our Executive Director, Anita Gaffney, and Bob Ray again. And that is all about... the event's called Staging Democracy, but it's very much about how theater can play a role in culture, and it's going to go back to the founding of the festival and look through the years at what this particular festival has done for the area and for the country.
More celebrations continue with Stratford Festival, and more shows, more openings happening.
Yeah, can you believe it? We're still talking, and we haven't repeated anything. We have three openings next week. Hamlet 911, the fabulous new play by Amory MacDonald, directed by Lisa Palmer. That's at the Studio Theater. Wow, really, like, it's a world premiere, Stratford Commission. About an actor at the Stratford Festival who's cast to play Hamlet, and his father, who was one of the original actors at the Stratford Festival, is cast to play his ghost. And it's a fabulous play. Really, don't miss it. Although I see a lot of the performances are already sold out, you should still absolutely try to get into that. And then we have The Miser, which Anthony Cimolino is directing, starring Colm Feore, and a fabulous cast. So that, it's a hilarious show, and that's at the Festival Theater. It is so much fun. It's a really modern translation of Molière's classic. By Ranji Bolt, who did the translation for Tartuffe, which we did a few years ago, and I know everyone loved it. It was so popular, it moved on to Toronto.
Right, yes, that's right.
It's hilarious. 2 hours, like, from beginning to end, including an intermission, and you just laugh all the way through. It's really well done.
Oh, fabulous.
And then we're also opening the Wole Soyinka play, Death on the King's Horseman, an incredible look at two cultures in Nigeria, and it is one of the most moving plays you will ever see in your life. I cannot recommend it more highly.
The website for all of the information, get your tickets at stratfordfestival.ca. Ansford Fager with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much for this, Anne. So much to discuss, and still so much more to come.
Much more to come. We still have another play to open.
Oh my God. Anne Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks again, Anne.
Great to talk to you.